This episode is sponsored by Studio Sweden Headphones and Cryptid Crate.
This podcast is part of the Dark Myths Collective. Visit darkmyths.org to discover more shows like this one. The Darkness Awaits.
Welcome to Us on the Road. It's Toby.
Kristen.
We're on our way to Mothman. She's getting annoyed with me already because I've put her on Instagram and we're documenting our trip, Kristen.
Awesome.
So we are about an hour into our drive. And it's probably noisy because of this car.
It's low to the ground. It's like... Oh, wait, there we go. Silence.
Yay.
It's only new roads.
Some roads are really loud, some roads are really quiet. So I apologize in advance. So we got a 16-hour drive ahead of us. We're an hour into it. Not quite an hour. We're about an hour, wouldn't you say? Anyways.
We're right over an hour, I think.
So what we're going to do is we're about 4 hours in... to get out of Texas. So we're in Texas for another 4 hours. And our first major stop that we want to make is Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes, Nashville, Tennessee.
And you want a t-shirt?
I want a t-shirt.
And a picture?
And... yeah, a picture. I'm confused. I'm using the Waze app, so I should tell everybody what I'm doing. I'm using the Waze app, and it'll show you where other Waze people are. And where my Waze person was supposed to be, it's just an empty corner. So I'm confused at where the person was, so I was kind of wondering, maybe
that's
they
where
lost their phone.
That's where the body's buried.
I know, they're buried with their Waze app still going.
So we're going to do periodic updates of our travels. Probably the next update will be once we're outside of Texas to see if we have strangled each other already. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to meet up with Zanger from the Zang This Podcast and Ellie. I'm a big fan of the Unbelievable Podcast, so I think there's going to be some unbelievers there. I'm going to get to meet some of the fellow listeners.
The gentleman who did that we borrowed a song from.
Captain Catfish. I hope to get him on the recorder, on audio, talking to him, because he did his band, Captain Catfish, which I don't know his name. So he is Captain Catfish.
I don't know anybody's name. I just call him by their podcast name.
Hey, Zing This.
Yeah. Hey, Zinger. That's what I always say. I know Ellie because they always say their wives' name, but they always have names like you got Goobs and Jenny, but we call her Jenny Bean. And then you have, Blue, which is JD, which is, I don't know now, but I mean, it's got a lot of different ones.
Everyone has their alter egos. Everyone's
crises.
Like Batman.
Chrissies.
But yeah, we're going to meet up with some unbelievers. I didn't tell you about that fucking wand, have I?
Wand?
Yes. So on the Unbelievable Podcast, there's this piece of shit. I can't think of his name right off the top of my head. He sells these wands for like $150 or something goofy. I'm getting all this wrong. All the unbelievers that do listen to this show are going to be like, you're a fucking idiot. So this guy sells, like, different things that are supposed to grant you wishes and stuff. One of which is a wand. And when Brian, the host of Unbelievable Podcast, got this wand, it was a piece of shit. Like, so he made...
He bought it?
Yeah, he bought it because he wanted to see what this guy was selling. So anyways, the unbelievers passed the wand around to each other. Okay, so they've been sending it to each other for months.
Like a spirit stick.
And there's a book, you write your name and stuff in it that you got it, and we're going to get to hold it and make a wish with it. And apparently it's all stuff that you could buy at Home Depot to make, so we may have to make some and sell them if they're
the Sisterhood of the Traveling Wand.
It kind of is. Yeah, but it's a podcast thing. It's really cool. So I'm going to get to see that. We're going to make a wish to make our podcast better.
What?
Yeah.
That's not what I'm wishing for.
Which I heard that Zanger wished for the hurricane to go away because there was a really bad hurricane. Florence? Was it Florence?
Yeah, Florence.
So Zanger wished for the hurricane to go away, and it sure did. So thank you, Zanger, for that. And real quick, let me tell my, because it could have been the wand. It could have been that fucking wand that that saved the day. But the Slothman prophecies.
Slothman.
Well, no, it is Slothman prophecies. It is Slothman prophecy. I've got it confused. There, because their Twitter handle is Slothpod.
Okay.
So Carl from Slothpod was making a joke, being a wise guy on Twitter. They did an episode on Robert the Doll, which we need to cover one day. It's really interesting. You don't talk bad about Robert because Robert will curse you and make you have bad luck. So Carl made a joke about Robert on Twitter, and then like a day or two later, he started messaging. I was still tagged in the message, and he said, "Robert, I'm sorry. We're having so much technical difficulties. Please accept my apology." So I told Robert, in response to his response, I said, "Robert, I always believed in all your powers, and I'm not like that wise guy, Carl. And please grant us a safe journey to West Virginia." And the storm went away. So it could have been the wand. It could have been Robert. It could have been the wand and Robert combined.
It could have been God. You never give God credit.
You're lucky Satan's not here. He would have slapped you.
Slapped shit out of him too.
We had to leave him home. It's kind of weird to drive around with a 7-foot-tall red demon.
Don't get very good service at restaurants.
But yeah, so we've already had some spooky stuff. Either the wand or Robert the Doll has granted us safe travels as of so far. But we've got many more hours and miles ahead of us for something to go wrong. So, this is update one of many. We will holler at you later.
Holla.
So, we are in West Virginia. We got here at what, 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
We had a hell of a trip, and we were going to do some updates, and it was just dark and foggy, and it was not worth it. But we went through, what did we go through? We went through Arkansas,
Tennessee, Kentucky, and then West Virginia.
So we've been through a few states, saw some big ass bridges. We heard that the hurricane was moving towards us again, so we may have not have gotten so lucky after all.
Right.
We got here really super late, and we're super tired. We only slept like 4 or 5 hours so we could get on with our day and not be messed up on our scheduling of sleeping and whatnot. So, we're about 30 minutes away from Point Pleasant, is that right?
Yeah, I think so. 25 minutes, something like that.
And if the other direction is an hour and a half away from the
Flatwoods.
Where the Flatwoods Monster was seen. So we're still debating on if we're going to go there. Maybe tomorrow or Sunday or something?
Yeah.
We'll see. Because they have a museum and stuff.
I at least get one day of antiquing or thrifting or something.
That can be today for all I care. I don't care, man. So we are going to be running around here in a little while. I think Zanger from the Zang This and Ellie will be in town later today. So yeah, we'll keep you updated. We'll see where this next update goes. We're going to go get some damn food because we're starving. We didn't eat dinner last night. And let's just say peppermint saved my life last night. Trying to get here through all the fog.
And I did get the best hat ever. I'll have to take a picture of it for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Where was that at? Was that
Kentucky.
What's it say?
I've been horsing around in Kentucky.
So we'll have that posted on our Instagram. So if you're interested, go look at the Instagram at Secret Trans Pod and look for Kristen and her. Is it green? Is the hat green? I walked away from her. It's green?
Mm-hmm.
So look for the green hat for the horsing around. And hopefully we'll have some more updates and we won't be so wore out here in a little while. Adrenaline will kick in and we're going to have fun. So we will talk to you later. Okay, so this is take two. We are in this little boutique that Kristen has purchased some horror leggings, what'd you call them?
Horror leggings and an all shucks t-shirt.
All shucks. You'll probably have pictures on our Instagram.
It's for Colonel Cornstalk.
Oh, yeah. There's a statue of Colonel Cornstalk. What's the boutique's name again?
M&Z Boutique.
Okay, and it's right here on the square of... Is there a courthouse right here? I didn't even notice. Okay, so but it's pretty close to the Mothman Museum.
Yes, I'm a block down.
So what I was saying a second ago is that there's because this is take two. I'm an idiot and didn't hit record. I'm making sure again to make sure I'm recording. So a lot of people come from all around the world. We were hearing that it's a town of 5,000, and you usually get 10,000 visitors a year.
Yes.
Tomorrow on the Mothman Festival. See, I'm not very professional.
Get it together.
But business picks up because of the Mothman Festival?
Yes, it brings a lot of tourists into our little town.
Yeah, does it? And it helps the museum and just the lore of the Mothman all year long, brings in customers and stuff, right?
Yes, all year long.
So in this community, because like we... Kristen and I were talking earlier. We have like little weird festivals in our town and stuff, and it's just all the locals, and it's annoying to us. Like just the little, or to me, I don't really care for the little festivals we have.
I've only been there for 3 years. I like it, but I never get to go because he finds it annoying because he's from there.
Do y'all enjoy the? And you can hear me say y'all because I'm Texan. But do you enjoy the festival? Like, is it something yearly that's like y'all look forward to, or is it kind of a like, oh, I mean, all these people are gonna be here?
No, I could not wait, and especially because I had the Mothman leggings made. I'm the only one in the world with Mothman leggings.
I'll take pictures of them and have them on our Instagram, but they are pretty cool. They are really cool. So how do you feel about the Mothman? Do you believe that in the stories, or believe that people saw something back in the 60s and 70s?
I believe they were tripping on acid and saw something. Yeah.
Now, is that like the general belief for most of the town? Is like people are just like, I don't know. It may or may not be real.
Yeah, some people believe and some don't, but you know, each their own.
But it helps business, so everyone's like,
oh my gosh,
all for
yes.
it.
I'm all for the Mothman. Like, I was so excited for tomorrow. I can't wait.
So, yeah, it's, like I said, maybe I said it on this recording. We're here Friday. You said tomorrow.
It's going to be insane. There will be thousands of people out there.
We're lucky we came early because we wanted to hit the museum and just check out everything before it got crazy, because that's what we kept hearing is that it's nuts.
It's nuts. Like, it's insane. I just can't explain how many people are on this street.
Right.
And all over the world. We're talking Australia, China. People have interpreters with them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
So, do you... Have you had any kind of weird sightings in this town? Like, it doesn't have to be Mothman, but paranormal or anything weird like that. Because I know a lot of people say that, you know, well, there's been Men in Black here and possibly other UFO sightings and stuff in the air. And this was, I guess, more during the time of the original Mothman sightings. Have you had anything happen weird?
My little 3-year-old did the other day down at the Low Hotel in the lobby.
Ooh. Do you mind sharing? Or
we were in there. That's the first time I'd ever been in there. And she was playing, but she was playing with someone. And I noticed, I'm like, Zuri, who are you playing with? And she's like, her. And I'm like, who's her? And she's like, her, mommy. And I'm like, there's nobody there. And I said, out of curiosity, I'm like, well, what's her name? And she said, Paris. And I was like, okay, we're leaving. So we left.
Oh, my goodness.
I freak out about it. Now, my brother can see them. He says I have two upstairs. But, yeah, I don't personally have that ability.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah. But Zuri did.
Well, you got some customers coming in, so I'll let you go. What's your – you got a Facebook and a website or something?
M&Z Boutique.
M&Z Boutique on Facebook. check it out. You got to stop by here and get the Mothman leggings, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to have some Mothman leggings.
And there's a ton of leggings here. Like I said, Kristen...
leggings
queen. Yeah. Kristen bought one, so we'll post those pictures on our Instagram, so go check that out. So thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
I'm glad you guys stopped.
So, it is the end of the first day. Is today Friday, Kristen?
Today's Friday.
Okay, it's today. I'm still drive lagged from the drive. So today was Friday. We walked around downtown Point Pleasant, saw the statue, got some pictures, went to the museum. Kristen got some leggings. But before that, we had lunch. What was the place called? Downtowner?
The Downtowner.
It's we're sitting here watching live PD on A&E, so if you hear that in the background, that's what it is. So Kristen ate the Owl Burger, A-L Burger, not Owl, O-W-L, like everyone keeps making jokes every time we say it. I don't know if it's our Texas accent, but at the Downtowner in Ripley, West Virginia, so go try it out. It's a small little mom-and-pop diner. It's pretty good. And then we went thrifting around here, and like I said, we went to Point Pleasant, walked around downtown. They were mostly setting up everything, so we just kind of walked around and, like I said, did the museum. It's only $350 to get. Was it $350 a piece? A piece. $350 a person.
Mm-hmm.
So I would highly recommend going beforehand because there was maybe 10 people in there total, and most of them were in the gift shop. And if you ever go, there's a ton of t-shirts, and they're all about $20 a piece, so make sure you got some money with you if you're going to go in there and purchase some stuff. But they have bumper stickers, keychains, patches, lots of different t-shirts, hoodies, books, movies, plush toys. I mean, there's all kinds of Mothman-related stuff in there. So, postcards, posters. Hopefully, in the morning, we're going to go back. And they only have 400 of the special print Mothman Fallout 76 posters. And I want one so damn bad. So, we have to be there at 10 a.m. So, there will be another update to see if I got one. What else did we do?
What night? The Mexican restaurant, did you say that?
Yeah, what was that Mexican restaurant called?
La Tancas? Tarcas?
La...
No, it means bar in Spanish. The bar.
It means the bar in Spanish. And it was pretty good. It was in Ripley when we got back to Ripley because we kind of got back around like 9:30. Point Pleasant's really pretty. I mean, I kind of didn't expect... I didn't know what to expect from Point Pleasant because everyone always talks about how small of a town it is and everything. But it's a really pretty town.
It is. It's pretty, and I plan on going back to Goodwill tomorrow.
Yeah, we got to make a Goodwill stop because we found out that they have a Goodwill. So, but yeah, it's a little. It's only 5,000 people, but it doesn't look like a town of only 5,000 people. Like it looks like it's a bigger town, so it's kind of deceiving. You got anything you want to add to this little update?
No, I think that's it.
Tomorrow we meet up with Zanger. I'll tell two real quick things. So, first off, Zanger tricked the shit out of me. I thought he was coming today. I thought he was going to be here Friday sometime in the evening. So I texted him. I was like, hey, man, when are you going to be here? And he said, oh, we're not coming today. I was like, oh, okay, I got it wrong. And anyways, later on throughout the day, he called me and he goes, what are you doing? I was like, oh, we just got in the rental car. We're about to leave. And he goes, well, don't leave yet. I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, turn to your right. And I turned to my right thinking I was going to see his stupid ass. And then as I was turning, I thought he just freaking tricked me. Long distance tricked me. And of course, I felt like a total asshole and he got me good. So, and then... I think this is funny because I'm an idiot. The small town monsters, which if you get Cryptid Crate, which you should, go to CryptidCrate.com. you might have gotten some of the DVDs from Small Town Monsters in the Cryptid Crate. And so I walked up to their booth because they were in front of the movie theater having kind of a marathon of the movies. We wanted to, I kind of wanted to go in there and watch, but kind of heard that there's no air conditioning, so I didn't want to chance it. So anyways, I walked up to their booth, and I was going to try to talk to them and see if, hey, can I stick this microphone in your face and just interview you for a minute? And I didn't do that because I was wearing my Monsters Among Us t-shirt, and he said something about it, and I panicked. Is that a good word for it? Panicked?
Pussied out.
Anyways, he said something about my shirt, and he was like, hey, we know them. And I was like, yeah, I'm friends with Derek, who is the host of Monsters Among Us, if you don't know. And I just name-dropped him for some stupid reason. And then I was like, yeah, and I've been on the show.
Trying to ride the coattails of Monsters Among Us. It's okay.
I felt like such a tool, because I don't know why. I just, like, panicked, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm friends with him. And I've been on a show once. I'm a podcaster. And then I felt like I got defeated and just put my head down and walked away in shame. So I may try again tomorrow, but I felt like a complete jackass. So I thought that was funny to share that. So if I talk to him tomorrow, I'm going to tell him how big of an asshole I am. So anyways, so far, what do you think of the trip, Kristen? Are you having fun?
Yeah, it's fun. I like the small town feel of every town you go to.
Yeah, we've been to a couple towns.
It's not overwhelming.
Yeah, it's
not like you're going to Dallas or Austin where there's just so much shit you just can't see it. In fact, there's like not enough stuff in some of these towns to do, but it's still enough to get your fill for the day.
Yeah, like, I think you're right, because anytime you go to Dallas or something like that,
you never have enough time to do everything you want. Like, there's just, it's just too much. Too crowded, too much traffic, it's just bullshit.
Yeah, now, it's going to be crowded tomorrow, is what we keep hearing.
Yeah, but it's not going to, I mean, we were expecting that, you know, but, like, the drive up here wasn't bad, the drive, you know, every day so far hasn't been bad. I mean, tomorrow, yes, it'll be busy, but then it's going to, you know, it'll clear out, and then hopefully we get to go to Ohio on Sunday.
Yeah, we were thinking about going to Flatwoods, but
we may do that on the way home.
Flatwoods is on the opposite way of the way home.
Then we may go to Flatwoods on Sunday, then, I guess.
I'm not sure yet. It's just we've been driving so much. I don't know if I want to drive an hour and a half there to go to the museum and then drive an hour and a half back to our hotel and then 30 more minutes to Point Pleasant or whatever. I don't know. We're debating it. I want to go. It's just we drove 16 hours already. We put like 1,200 miles on this car, this rental that we got. So it gets pretty good gas mileage. What kind of car are we driving?
Hyundai Elantra.
We're not sponsored, but if you are with that company, you could hook us up, because that son of a bitch gets like 40 miles a gallon.
Yeah, it does.
So anyways, as of right now, the plans are we're going to eat Holiday Inn breakfast in the morning, which I'm super excited about. And then we're going to go to Point Pleasant. Oh, wow. This guy's got a lot of stuff. Oh, is that chick?
Mm-hmm.
We're not used to having cable, so we're watching live PD on A&E. I think I said that already. But anyways, breakfast, Point Pleasant, I need that Fallout 76 poster. Did I talk about that already? They have the exclusive Fallout 76 poster. Mothman, I might have said it. Hopefully I get it. Meet up with Zanger. And we might go to the TNT factory tomorrow. We haven't fleshed out all the details yet. But hopefully we'll have more on that tomorrow. So that's it for this update. Stick around. I'll be right back.
All right, we are here live at Mothman for some recording. Are you recording on yours too?
I'm recording.
Oh my gosh, we're dual recording. This is going to be weird. So I'm here with Toby from Secret Transmission.
And I'm here with Zinger from Zinger's podcast. And Ellie.
And Ellie's here too. Say hi.
Hello.
So we're recording with our portable recorders and just shoving it in each other's face.
Wait. No, I don't know where to point them at. Yes, we are. So, what are we doing currently?
We're sitting around taking a rest because it is hot, hot, hot out. And it is humid, humid, humid. And I am sweaty, sweaty. God dang, I'm sweaty.
Yeah, I've been carrying this backpack around since about 10 o'clock this morning, and my back is soaking wet. It's disgusting. I feel bad. But because I've been here a little earlier than you.
Yes.
I stood in the Forever line for Bethesda to get the posters. I managed to snag us two. I think they're out now, so I think we got lucky.
Pretty cool posters.
Yeah, they're really cool. I'll post them on the Instagrams at Secret Trans Pod, and I'm sure you'll post them.
I'll post it. Ellie also picked up one of the shirts from the Small Town Monsters. How many of them were there, Ellie?
75.
There were 75.
So, by the way, you really should be getting a video of this on top of it. Do a live of this.
Yeah, let's go live on something. How do you do this?
What do you got? I don't know how to do Instagram.
I don't either.
We're
going to learn together.
All right. We're going to learn together so that you can see.
You keep talking while I figure this out.
I'm excited to be here at Mothman. This is my second year attending. Ironically, it was hotter last year.
Yes.
It was hot. Somehow it was hotter last year. I don't think it was as humid. But the humidity is nice because at least you're sweating quicker. This is disgusting to talk about, but I'm waiting for stuff to... Okay, we are live.
Oh, we are live. Hold on. I'm just...
Farrah. Okay. Come over here. You need to be our recorder for this.
So we are also live on Instagram now on the secret transmission here. You point this
at us.
Yes. Okay. So
okay. So Toby, what have you liked about the festival so far?
Well, there's a ton of great stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of books. There's a ton of movies and stuff. But what's cool is all the handmade stuff that's here. There's a Kristen has bought several different, they're little cute little Mothmen, but they're made out of clay.
Yeah.
And the lady was sitting there, like, making clay, like, showing how she makes them and stuff. It was really cool. There's statues. There's paintings. One of the booths that's here, they have, it looks like they probably went to Goodwill and found, like, some, like, nice, pretty, forestry-looking paintings and stuff, and then they just painted on top of them with, like, Mothman and creatures in the back. It's so funny. I need to take some pictures of those because they're a little pricey, but they're really cool. Like, there's so much cool stuff here.
I'm excited because I need to go get some buffalo dip.
I did try that. I walked up to the guy, and I was like, I was told I need to try this, and it was off the hook.
I'm telling you. That stuff is great. Ellie, what have you liked so far from being here? Hold on. We need to get her to come over.
Come join the simulcast.
We need. Yeah. You gotta join the simulcast.
Children will be okay.
So Ellie, what have you enjoyed so far?
Well, let me tell you. I've enjoyed the noodles, the island noodles. And where's our other kid? Okay. And then. I need to go on a patch hunt.
Yes.
Star Wars
patch hunt? Yes. Or Ghostbusters, too.
I saw that one. It wasn't, like, exclusive to the festival, so I'm not impressed.
Ooh.
You heard it here first.
Actually, you heard it there first.
You heard it there first.
So, what items have both of you picked up so far?
I have gotten the Mothman poster, thanks to Toby.
Yep.
I've gotten a literal metric ton of stickers from Toby, and
I'm handing them out. What can I say?
And I gotten food.
Oh, so you haven't really gone around and are you gonna buy any shirts or anything?
Yes, I'm going to. I'm gonna look around. I'm gonna buy some stuff and whatnot. So I'm excited for that, but I'm patiently waiting for the right time because I know how busy this place gets.
Well, okay. So what's the ghost? There's the Ghostbusters and the Star Wars.
The 501st is the Star Wars.
What's the Ghostbusters? Do they have like a fancy
the Ghostbusters?
It's like the 501st Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they have like people. There's a lot of people cosplaying.
Yeah, there's a lot of people cosplaying as both Fallout. Of course, you have the 501st, which is Star Wars. Then you have the whatever the Ghostbusters is.
Did you see the Addams Family?
No, I did not. There's someone walking around dressed as the Addams Family.
They look good too. They look really good, and they have the Beetlejuice. You know the two main characters in Beetlejuice when they stretch out their faces and stuff.
You mean from Beetlejuice?
Yeah, Beetlejuice.
I said it the third time. Oh, I said it the third time.
I didn't get the joke.
Yum.
But I took pictures of them because they were in front of this statue.
Ooh, that is a good picture.
That's
a good picture.
And the guy that was playing Lurch had these big stilts on his shoes. They were like 6 inches, and he kept like just walking around going. he was good. I got to give it to him.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to sign off for now. I'm sure we'll have more of the recordings. I am very excited because I can't wait to go to the TNT and hopefully do some recordings there. So stay tuned to this episode of Zingness. And as for the live people, tune in to a future episode of Zingness and a future episode of...
Secret Transmission! Yeah!
As you hold it.
I was pointing my recorder because I'm confused on all the recording. I know Kristen's out at Goodwill right now, and...
She met a friend.
She has a new friend. And we're going to hopefully meet up with Captain Catfish.
Ooh!
So, yeah. Peace out, homies.
Have you ever thought that the government may be keeping secrets from us?
Perhaps may even be in cahoots with secret, dark occulted groups that are bent on domination of the human race?
Hi, I'm Bones.
And I'm Tubbs. And together we're
the Bones and Tubbs Podcast. A weekly podcast dedicated to helping uncover the hidden truth of the deep state and the dark occult.
We also like to help shine light on those warriors of truth that have dedicated their life's work to enlightening and bettering humanity.
Join us every Thursday as we travel down a different rabbit hole.
And try to discover the dirty secrets that they don't want you to know about.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Beyond Pod, and many other podcatchers.
And don't forget to like and follow Bones and Tubbs on Facebook and Instagram. Or check out our website, www.bonesandtubbs.com.
The truth is out there for all of us to discover.
And we plan on doing it.
One episode at a time.
So I'd like to take a second to tell you about our sponsors, Studio Sweden Headphones and Cryptid Crate. For Studio Sweden Headphones, go to studio.com and use the promo code SECRET to get 15% off your order, plus it's free shipping worldwide. And you're going to get some of the best quality headphones you can find. They are wonderful. I have the over-the-ear model, the Regent model, but they do have some in-ear earbud styles, but I like the over-the-ear. I don't like stuff in my ears. But they are awesome. They have a really long battery life. They're Bluetooth capable. They also have an auxiliary jack in case, you know, your Walkman doesn't have a Bluetooth attachment. And they're great headphones. We use them to record this show. I use them around the house. I use them all the time. They're great headphones. So, again, go to studio.com and use the promo code SECRET to get 15% off and that free shipping worldwide. And as for Cryptid Crate, go to cryptidcrate.com, use the promo code SECRETPOD, and you'll get 20% off your first order. And it is a box full of goodies delivered to your doorstep every single month. You might get Chupacabra stuff. You may get Loch Ness Monster, Goatman. You don't know who's going to be in the crate. Could even be the Mothman. And it's full of all kinds of goodies like books, t-shirts, stickers, air fresheners, DVDs, hats. Who knows? You never know what you're going to get. Just like when you walk into a forest, you don't know what cryptid you might run into. It's great. It's fun to have every single month. You get some unique items that you probably are going to have a hard time finding, just like cryptids. So, make it easy on yourself. Go to cryptidcrate.com, use the promo code SECRETPOD, and get that 20% off your first order.
An old wine cabinet, said to be possessed by a demon, which invokes nightmares and physical harm. An island full of giant rabbits, said to appear once every 7 years off the coast of Ireland. A rural family that in the dead of winter walked one by one into their barn, but never walked out. The world is full of fascinating mysteries, and the Blurry Photos podcast sheds light on the darkest corners of the unknown. With a new storytelling-focused format, Blurry Photos brings legends to life and examines if there's any fact behind the supposed fictions. Join me, David Flora, as I explore the unexplained and explain the unexplored on the Blurry Photos podcast.
So, Zanger and I were sitting here minding our own business, and then And then we see a blurry photo shirt. So, of course, I had to call over you to talk to you about the Mothman Festival. First off, what are y'all's names?
My name is Jake Reynolds, and this is my wife.
I'm Megan.
It's nice to meet y'all. Where are y'all from?
So we're originally from Tampa, Florida, and we have moved up to Montgomery, Alabama. So we've been doing a lot of stuff around there.
Hold on. How long was your guys' drive?
13 hours plus stops.
13 up there.
I'm from Texas. I got you beat by 16 hours.
Did you drive or fly?
We drove, unfortunately.
Oh my God.
Yeah. In one straight drive-through. Besides, you know, stops for gas and whatnot. And it was miserable. Anyways, so you're here at Mothman. Have y'all spent a bunch of money already? That's the first question I've been asking everyone. Have you been spending like crazy?
Oh, we are already budgeting gas money on the way home.
It gets
That's
scary.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
It gets scary because you get here and you're like, oh, so many pretty things.
We're playing the gamble of life.
Okay, so I got to ask. Do you believe in the Mothman?
Personally, I want to believe.
Okay.
I've never experienced anything like the Mothman, so I can't say definitively that I believe, but I want to. Right. I want to have that shred of hope that it is real and there's a possibility of something happening, but I can't say I've seen it with my own eyes, and you know,
right.
That's the big killer for me.
What about you?
I would say I have no reason not to believe it
right.
just yet. But like you said, I don't have enough experience into it to fully believe in it like Sasquatch or any of the other big ones.
Right. Do you think...
It's a sandhill crane?
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's a sandhill crane for sure.
Did y'all get a chance to go through the museum?
Yes. We actually arrived here yesterday and went through the museum yesterday. And
okay.
It was nice to be able to take our time and go slow.
That's exactly what we did. We really enjoyed the Richard Gere section of the...
Yes. I love the devotion to the movie. That was so good.
Did you notice that like every sign said something about like this Richard Gere touched this? Richard Gere was by this.
Richard... It
was...
He used this lighter in this film, in the diner.
There's chapstick in
this. Yes.
So my favorite part has to be the Richard Gere section of it. Have you ever had any other have you had your own paranormal, I should ask, experiences with ghosts or anything like that?
So we actually have a YouTube channel. We haven't been able to post to it as frequently as I want because we both have working jobs where we work hard, so this is like something we do in our free time. And but it's called Reportedly Haunted. We have a YouTube channel, but we mainly go around to things in the South. You know, you get a lot of that old Southern like slave haunting type
right.
stuff. But I would say most of the places that we've been to, I've never personally been like, whoa. You know, it's yeah.
It's been bad.
There was one place that used to be a covered wooden bridge, and they said that a slave was hung out there in between the rafters. And I remember we drove out there, and it was at night. And, I mean, we went down this old back road. We were going what felt like down a mountain,
right.
sliding on rocks in our car and everything. And we get out there. And I literally stood out there for 2 seconds, and I grabbed my camera, and I took a photo. And in that second that I took a photo, man, I felt the hair raise on the back of my neck. And I immediately just got back in the car, and I was like, we'll come back tomorrow during the day. I just don't want to do this right now.
Really?
Like, I just felt uncomfortable in that 1 second. And we never went back out there after night. And that was the only time where I felt like, okay, that was weird, you know, because... We stood out there for a couple minutes in the dark, totally fine. But as soon as I snapped that photo and the flash went off, that was it for me.
You got the chills right there.
I got the chills right then. It was so crazy.
What was that bridge, or do you remember where it was at?
Oh, it's... Oh, man. Okeechobee Bridge, just outside of Montgomery, Alabama. It's to the north.
Okay.
Okeechobee Bridge. That was it, yeah.
What And what'd you say your YouTube channel was?
Reportedly Haunted.
Reportedly Haunted?
Yes.
Hey, that's why we don't do video. We just do audio because jobs and stuff, and it's so much easier just
to... a lot of work.
Editing and all that. Yeah, I completely understand.
It takes forever to put something out, and I mean, I know I would, because I do it, I'm a one-man team here. Mm-hmm. Like, she's with me, and she'll help me carry stuff, but I'm ultimately having to set it up and film everything, and it's a lot of work for one person.
Right. Now, have you ever had any paranormal experiences yourself, or mostly duds, like you're saying?
No, but I've had one. My apartment, I actually swear it's haunted, because every day I would come home, all my closets and all my cabinet doors would be wide open.
Really?
And they're hard doors. They're classic old, you have to turn the knob in order to get them open.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but that's the closest thing to a haunting I've ever experienced. And I didn't get any bad vibes from it, so I just ignored it and left it alone and joked around. I was like some annoying little kid just opening up all my shit just to annoy me.
That's the way to go.
Can I curse on your podcast?
You can
cuss
all
okay,
you want.
Cool. Okay, make sure.
You say a lot worse, trust me.
But yeah, that was pretty much it, other than opening up all my doors and annoying the crap out of me.
That's funny because a prank I like to do to my mom, because she's a very big believer in everything, I love to go, when if I have to drop off something or pick up something, I open every cabinet and drawer in her kitchen and then just leave. And she'll text me and be like, did you do that? No, what are you talking about? Well, anyways, we hope you have fun walking around Mothman. But I appreciate you talking to me. And,
no problem.
It was nice meeting you guys.
Yeah.
I just have one question. Geist. Or nine geist.
Nine geist.
Take that, Flora.
Okay, so if you would, will you please tell me your name?
My name is Dave Humphreys, H-U-M-P-H-R-E-Y-S.
And you're dressed up as a Ghostbuster. Will you tell me about the Stay Puft and everything you got going on right here?
That's right. We are the Ghostbusters West Virginia Division. We're one of many, many Ghostbusters costuming groups around the world. And everything we do is for charity. Today, we're raising funds for the Children's Home Society of West Virginia. That's one of our two main charities, along with the American Heart Association. What we do for them is we collect funds all year. We sell little things like buttons and pins, patches, and with everything we collect all year, we take their Christmas lists for kids who are in the shelters, just needy kids throughout the community, kids in foster care, homeless kids, and we go out on Thanksgiving as soon as the Black Friday sales start, and we shop pretty much Thanksgiving all through Cyber Week. We take shifts and just around the clock until we can get as much as we possibly can.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and we especially feel like these kids should not get just junk because of their lot in life. So if they want, Hatchimals or Fingerlings, we'll camp outside the Walmarts to try to get them the things that they want.
That's so awesome. Is there like a website or anything that people could find if they wanted to look into this?
There is, and I'll give you one of our cards too, but it is facebook.com/WV, as in West Virginia, GBS, WVGBS.
That's awesome. Y'all all look awesome right now. Do y'all make all y'all's costumes, I'm assuming?
It's a combination of... Like the flight suits are just Air Force flight suits, so
right.
It's, and the packs, you can make them all different kinds of ways. Some of them use kits, some scratch build from wood or foam. So
right.
it's kind of however you want to do it, but it's mostly just trying to match what's in the movie as close as possible, so we can kind of keep up the illusion.
How many members do y'all have? Because you've got, how many am I seeing right here? There's probably about 10.
We have right around 50 all throughout the state and into Ohio and Kentucky. Some are more active at times than others. We generally have about 20 to 30 people active at any given time. We're also at Charcon Bonus Round today in Flatwoods, which is a celebration of the Flatwoods Monster. So we're actually raising funds in two places. And that one all goes toward the American Heart Association. We do a heart walk twice a year where we go out and do the whole thing wearing all of our complete gear.
Ooh, That must be hot and tiring.
No. Yeah. Answer my question first, please. Yeah.
Don't listen to this man. That man's a lunatic. He's another podcaster. We don't like him.
Right. Yeah, but you know, I'm a heart survivor myself, and we have several on the team actually. So it's a cause that's very near and dear to us.
Right. No, that's awesome. Y'all look awesome. There's this big, giant Stay Puft marshmallow. We got Slimer.
It's the biggest one in the world.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, man. So I have to get a picture of it, is what you're saying. I can't leave without having the picture of the biggest.
There are others the same size, but there are none bigger.
Okay, so I got to ask, which is the best Ghostbusters movie?
Can I cheat and say the cartoon?
Yes, because I'm a huge fan of the cartoon. Now, are you talking about the Extreme Ghostbusters or the real Ghostbusters?
The real Ghostbusters.
Okay, because you remember the Extreme Ghostbusters, right? The other one.
Yeah, I won't say much about it. I love the first two movies. The third one was pretty good, but you can't capture that magic again.
I'm just disappointed that they didn't have bigger roles for the remaining original Ghostbusters, but. Well, thank you for your time. It seems like a really great cause, so everyone should check it out. What's the Facebook one more time?
It is facebook.com/WVGBS.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let me get one of your cards, too. Okay, I've randomly stopped some people at the Mothman Festival. Will you please introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Zoe Bolio.
I'm Del Scrimger.
I'm Miranda Matisio.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask a few questions. Are you having fun at the Mothman?
I am.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
It's a little hot. I'm from Texas, and the heat is hot down there, but it's hot today. Is it normally this hot? Are y'all from around here?
No, we're from up north, but it's not too bad. It's hot, but not the worst.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse, but that sun's not helping right now either. So.
Right. Is north a little cooler, or is it?
Maybe during the winter, it still gets hot and humid up there, too. So.
Whereabouts are y'all from?
It'd be the Syracuse, New York area.
Damn, how far is that away from here?
About 9 hours.
9 hours?
9 hours.
We got you beat. We drove 16 and it was terrible. I regret it already. Okay, so I gotta ask the question, do you believe that the Mothman is real? Who wants to go first?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Do you think that they saw something all around town before the bridge collapsed?
I think so. I mean, I believe in a lot of supernatural stuff, so it's possible.
Right. What do you think, sir?
Well, I'm here in hopes of actually finding him, so I'm going to say yes, he is real.
What do you think?
I believe in supernatural stuff, but I'm actually a little skeptic when it comes to cryptids, so I don't know, probably.
Now, are there any cryptids that you're just like 100% like, yeah, that's got to exist?
Honestly, I kind of like the goat man.
The goat man?
The goat man, yeah.
Which goat man legend? Because there's...
Oh, God.
And it depends on which area you're in of what the origin story is. Which area?
Like, the one on the bridge. I don't quite remember where. Yes.
Okay. Is there any other cryptids you two believe in?
I believe in the Jersey Devil, and I believe in Sasquatch.
Very nice.
I do believe in Sasquatch as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of people that have spotted him, so you'd think. And that's one of the ones that's more consistently spotted all around. But anyways, that's all I wanted to ask. So I thank you for your time. And,
I'm good at both, but I choose not to be involved.
Okay, so I have stopped once again. I'm Toby, by the way, just
I'm
so
James.
You...
Sabrina.
So James and Sabrina, I have some questions. You're at Mothman. Are you having fun?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you bought a lot of stuff?
A little.
More or less than $100 has been spent?
More.
I think that's everyone that's here, because if you like cryptozoology, or even there's a lot of pop culture stuff here, you're going to spend a bunch of money. So I've got to ask, do you believe that the Mothman is real?
Yes.
Yes, I believe that
there's something.
I believe
that somebody's seen something.
Yes.
The day of the bridge, because we're actually close to where the actual bridge was. We walked out here and found you out here. So you do believe that people saw something around the town? And
yes. They saw 70s. Something. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Late 60s.
Totally. Late 60s, early 70s. Zanger's in the background. Tell him, hush. Do y'all believe in any of the other cryptids, like the Flatwoods Monster or some of the other stuff?
Yep.
Yes.
Have you ever had any sightings or of anything paranormal, like ghosts or anything spooky ever happen to you?
No.
No, not, no.
Except for the guy in my bedroom that comes out of the closet and looks at me when I'm asleep.
That man.
That guy.
Is it like a shadow person?
It's a dark figure. I mean, I guess he's a shadow person.
Well, there's this phenomenon that people see. They call it the Hat Man. They're shadow people. And some people think that it's a sleep paralysis thing. Like when you go to sleep.
Like the hag lady.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's exactly those kind of legends.
Well, like I'm asleep when this happens, but I feel like I'm wide awake, only I can't move. Oh. And he's like, he comes out, like straight out of the closet around the bed, and he just bent over and it looked at me.
Has it happened more than once or
twice? But supposedly I know who it is. It's Grandpa Mingus.
Yeah. And then there's the aunt.
Yeah, and they owned our property 100 years ago, you know, before we lived there or were thought of. And they say that he shows up to, like, all four of the houses and the barns on property, and that's just him making his rounds.
Yeah, and that the aunt, she'll mess with vacuums and stuff like that. Well, what was weird about that is I had this crazy dream about this. We were, like, in this... I guess it was our house, and we're in the living room, and all of a sudden this vacuum just, like, comes...
out of nowhere.
Driving up Jimmy, basically, you know? And so it's this crazy dream, and I go to tell him, and he had just talked to them across the street at the greenhouse, and they said that the ant messes with vacuums. So it was just really weird that I had a vacuum incident dream. Weird things happen.
Right.
They're like cool spirits. Like, they don't bother us.
Yeah.
But they're family members, and the property's been in the family? Is that what it is?
No, it's not our family, but they're a prominent family where we're from.
Okay.
The Minguses.
Okay.
And I was telling somebody about it after, you know, a few weeks of, like, hey, guess what happened to me? And they're like, don't worry about it. That happened to the last people that lived there. It happened to the people that lived there before.
So they knew about it before brought it up?
Before I even said anything. They already knew the story. That's just Grandpa Mingus making his rounds. Don't worry about him. He ain't going to hurt you. So I don't worry about it.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing. I hope y'all keep having fun and spend a little more money.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So I'm standing in front of the Buff Dip. Buffalo...
Buffalo Dip.
Okay, Buffalo Dip. Because it's the logo, so
it's
I wasn't
low.
Sure. It's Buffalo Dip.
Yeah.
So Zinger told me that I needed to come try this stuff, and it is awesome. And are you the owner?
Yes.
Yeah, where's the idea come for Buffalo Dip?
Well, I just love buffalo chicken wings and the flavor and ranch mixture, and I just thought, you know, I was looking for a dip on the market to use for, like, nuggets and chips, and I couldn't find one anywhere in stores, so I thought, well, I'll just come up with my own, and started kind of playing around with it, you know, testing it with different people and friends and family, and everybody loved it and wanted to buy it from me, and I'm like, well, okay, I'm on to something here, and I started working on it. It took me about a year and a half to develop it, and then we finally got it on the market, got everything approved, and now we've been, we just passed our 7-year mark with it in July. And we just got into Rural King stores, all their corporate stores, 115 stores in 13 states. That just happened about a month and a half ago.
Wow.
So that's been a big, big step for us on that. I quit my job a year ago in January to do this
full.
Yep, that's right. Do it full time. This
awesome.
Is all we do. So
your website is buffalodip.com, BUFFLODIP.com. And people can order stuff off there?
Yes, and we can we kind of work out a little bit of better price with the shipping so that it's not so expensive. Everything, like 2 jars online is $15. That includes your shipping and everything. Send it anywhere in the United States.
How many years have you been coming to the Mothman Festival with it?
This is our 4th year here at the Mothman Festival. It's a good festival for us. We always do the collector jar with the you know, Mothman, a different sticker each year on there for, you know, just for the Mothman only.
So for the 2018, it looks like it's the Men in Black.
That's right, Men in Black this year.
So I've got to ask, do you believe the Mothman stories? Do you believe people actually saw something that he had something to do with the bridge collapse. Do you believe in any of this?
Well, you know, I don't know. I wasn't around at that time, so I don't know all the details, but I guarantee you I believe in it this weekend.
I think that's the best answer. What about the Men in Black? Do you think there's a shady organization of Men in Black running around?
Yeah, I think now we call it the U.S. government, but I'm not sure. No, I probably shouldn't say that. They'll be after me. But, yeah, I'm sure there's some shady people out here all over the place, so who knows with that. But
right. Do you have any paranormal experiences?
Any parties, end of year parties, you know what kind of dip they're going to have.
That's right.
Have you ever had any kind of paranormal experiences or anything weird happen to you that you can think of?
Oh, I don't know. There's weird stuff happening all the time. But, yeah, for instance, like getting your finger cut off and you still feel an itch on the end of it.
That is weird.
Yeah, that's pretty weird to me. But so I don't know if you want to call it paranormal or not, but it's not normal. I know that.
Because I've heard of, like, people, you know, when they lose, like, an arm or something, they say that they can still feel, like, tightening up their hand and stuff like that. Is that
Yeah,
kind of
I could for a while.
Still feel it bend and stuff?
Well, a little bit, and I feel like there was dirt under my finger now or whatever. It's kind of, and you can't get it out, and
that's
it's, like,
terrible.
Drives you crazy. So, yeah, but all that's pretty much went away.
Right.
I'm kind of used to it. It happened a year ago. Actually, the week after Mothman last year is when it happened. So.
Oh, man. Well, we appreciate you. Go to Buffalo Dip, BUFFLODIP, and check out the products, because we're going to come back and buy some in a little while.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm going to sneak up on Kristen and grab her on the butt.
Oh, thank God.
I almost dropped this water. I was like,
I should have filmed it rather than do audio, but I snuck up on Kristen and spanked her on the butt.
Have you been getting people?
I've been talking to people, ma'am.
It's him.
No, what?
He's a pussy without using her.
No, I was going to. Oh. I
seriously was drinking this water and I went.
He jumped on him earlier tonight. My heart beat and I was like, ugh.
Okay. So, did you go to Goodwill while we were walking around?
Not yet. We had to go get him some change.
Some change?
Oh, change.
You're texting? Are you a little drunk?
No.
Not yet.
I had two martinis, and she had two.
Okay.
You can go with him.
Oh, I'm good.
We're just waiting, and then we're going to go. We're just kind of helping him, and then we're going to go.
So you...
Oh, I've started a man of booth called JP.
So hold on, let me talk.
I'm part of the community now.
Apparently she works here now. Where are you going? Okay, so we are, what is this booth called?
JP Owens Art.
So Kristen has made a new friend.
New best friend, actually.
Yeah, exactly. But shut up, don't tell people I'm going to try and sell some shit.
What's your name?
Beth Hypes.
And where are you from?
Buffalo, West Virginia.
So, what are y'all selling in this booth now that Kristen's working with y'all?
So, Kristen is my new sales rep. She's doing a great job. She's very personable. So, JP Owens, he is the artist, and we have printed all of his stuff on some t-shirts, some glasses, keychains, stickers. That's just what he does on the side, because normally he does, he's a bank manager.
A bank manager that's an artist.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So is there Mothman themed stuff?
Yeah, he has a few Mothman items. He has a pin. He made a shirt that said Scary Creek Distillery. That is an imaginary place. It does not exist.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So let me ask, do you believe in the Mothman?
I do not. I will be the first one to say I do not.
Is there any kind of cryptid monster that you believe in?
Not really, no.
One of ours?
Yes.
What is it? Which button?
One of
theirs. Okay, I'm going to finish asking you. Do you believe in any other cryptids like Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, anything else besides Mothman? Since you said you didn't believe in Mothman.
I don't really know, honestly. I don't know.
It's okay not to believe.
It's possible. Anything is possible.
Have you had any paranormal experiences?
Yes, slightly. I had one night where I was out on my porch and I saw a crazy light and I thought maybe it was just like a drone or something, or maybe a spotlight someone was hunting, so I never really got to the bottom of it. So
that's what's
a little strange.
That's what sucks about seeing lights in the sky or something, because nowadays you don't know, was it, like I said, was it someone hunting and they had a nice flashlight? Was it a drone? You know, 20, 30 years ago, it was like, oh, I saw something. And there's like, you can't prove it. But now it's like, oh, it's probably just a drone. You're crazy.
Yeah.
But no ghostly experiences? Do you believe in ghosts or UFOs? Let me ask that.
So the only experiences I really have, sometimes in the middle of the night, I will wake up and I sit up in my bed and it looks like there's a black outline in my doorway, and I don't know if that's just my eyes playing tricks on me or if something is really there. I have no idea.
You know what's really weird? Okay, so we've covered a phenomenon called shadow people, and that's a real thing. People see people at night in their bedrooms, and I talked to one guy earlier that said that he's had a shadow person experience, but I don't think he knew what it was called. So you're the second person. Maybe there's something to these shadow people, Kristen. To that? She's in sales mode. Say hi.
Hey.
Okay.
I was going to say, there's a lot of soft teas here.
Soft teas, sell it.
Okay, sorry. Well, I'll let you get back to work. Does he have a website or anything? A Facebook page?
He does. He has an Etsy shop. It is JP Owens Art. Same with Instagram, Facebook. You can find him on there. He is owensart@hotmail.com.
All right, go check out some of his work. Thank you.
Thank you.
What's his name?
Tad Alex Cooper.
Tad Alex Cooper.
I love it. He's got a cool name.
Okay, so I'm standing here, and someone has walked up. What is he?
He's a bearded dragon.
A bearded dragon. How big is he? Like, how long is he?
How long is he? 20 inches? 22, yeah. He's considered a giant.
Oh, man. He is massive. Can I touch him?
Yeah.
Is he going to bite me or anything?
Oh, no. He's a big cuddle baby.
We have a spotted leopard gecko named Thanos. He's the destroyer of all worlds.
So you keep you make sure he doesn't snap his fingers.
Exactly.
He
lays in the lawn chair like the Rio? Is that? No. Whatever. There's a movie. I don't know. Anyways, what's your name?
Sind.
Okay, and where are you from?
Charleston, West Virginia.
Okay, so you're pretty local. How long does it take to get here? Because we're from Texas, we have no idea about anything.
It's a little like an hour and a half if the traffic's bad.
Okay. So I've been asking everyone, do you believe in the Mothman?
Absolutely.
You believe all the sightings? Well, some of the sightings, but do you believe in some of the sightings, I should say?
I mean, because it's crazy with all the stuff going around in Chicago, and there's actually, like, sightings like Mothman in a lot of places.
So, right, Chernobyl and stuff like that, there were sightings of him.
And different cultures even before, you got a lot of, like, even print newspapers that got to spread around and stuff like that. So a lot of the different cryptids, it's strange how similar a lot of them are, even if they have different names.
Right, well, even, we've been walking around talking to people, and I've interviewed a few people, and I consistently keep getting shadow people stories. People have shadow people stories. So it's really interesting, like people that don't know each other end up having the same kind of story. So you kind of have to believe something when so many people are like, yeah, I've seen this thing, and they don't know each other. So do you believe in any of the other popular cryptids like Bigfoot and Loch Ness, some of the other popular ones?
I like to keep my mind open to everything. And I joke all the time that I'm a shamanistic scientist. So even if I do believe in everything, there's still that part of me that's like, but I want proof. But I like to think that everything is related. And right. Like I said, there's so many different things. Like dragons are a great example. You've got a bearded dragon. That there's so many dragon stories in so many different cultures that right. are completely, had no reactions to one another, but they're so similar at the same time.
Yeah.
And there's so many of these things. And even like puck wedgies and brownies between Native American and Irish culture are very similar. And especially here in West Virginia, here in the mountains, we have a lot of strange cryptids. We have a lot of strange, because it was a melting pot of all of these different cultures that were kind of running away from other places where they weren't wanted.
You know, that's a really good point that I never thought about, because y'all, well, and then you've got Flatwoods. What else is around here?
You've got the Flatwoods Monster. You've got, I can't remember his name. It starts with a G, that he's like a big flesh monster. And, of course, all of these are going to be in the new Fallout game.
Do you play the Fallout games?
I do. I'm really excited for this one. I'm disappointed it's going to be online only, but I'm still like, yeah, I'm totally taking over Camden Park.
I stood in that stupid line for like an hour just to get a poster earlier. It was terrible.
Yeah, I walked in and was like, not worth the line.
So what about like UFOs? Are you do you believe in aliens? Something that's not of our world.
And there's so much out there. There has to be something. I mean, honestly, I would be more disappointed to find out that there wasn't anything. And, you know, it's also weird because I've had a lot of different strange encounters ever since I was young. And I, you know, even with that, I'm like, you know, it's probably real. I might just be insane. You know, you never know. And Pinsboro, which is actually where my granddad's homestead is actually one of the highest Bigfoot sightings there are. Yeah.
Geez, so there's a lot of stuff going on in West Virginia.
Yeah, and a lot of, you know, I'm real Irish too, and real Native American, real German, so there's a lot of different, you know, stories that I get through the family line. And, you know, I think it's interesting to think, what if all of these creatures, and the reason we don't find, you know, solid evidence of them is, you know, every single culture believes in some sort of spirit universe or spirit world. So what if they're all just coming through these slips? And it's very scientific, but it, you know,
Kristen
logically makes sense to me.
I say slip. What if it's like, even with like
Bigfoot? Like, yeah. What if you're not? What if he's going through these slips of time, and you're just not seeing him because he's going through?
Yeah, even
UFO sightings and stuff like that. Like, you keep seeing these things change. You know, we used to have a lot of Men in Black sightings. Now we have a lot of Shadow People sightings.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's also a possibility that these are all topas that we create.
We just did an episode on topas. And, I mean, I don't know what to believe on that either. Like, that's... People, they believe 100% that there's something there. So, I mean, yeah. Who's to say that they're wrong?
I just finished reading Neil Gaiman's American Gods. And it's actually a really good, like... A very interesting theory that, like, our ancestors just brought these things over, and their belief is what made them, you know, exist here.
Yeah,
so.
That's cool. See, I haven't checked that out yet.
Oh, it's a really good book. I haven't gotten to see the movie yet, but it's right. American Gods is a good book.
Hey, what was your bearded?
Tad Alex Cooper is his full name. He's a bearded dragon.
Bearded dragon. I couldn't think of it for some reason.
He loves Mothman. He sleeps with his Mothman plush every night.
I see that. That's awesome. I'll have to get a picture and post him on our Instagram if that's okay.
Yeah. Okay. I do a lot of cosplay and stuff like that. Okay. One of the cosplays I do is actually Flatwoods Monster.
Oh, okay.
It's like a, you know, 50s style dress and all of that, because it's very like a 50s sci-fi. It was one of the first UFO encounters recorded.
Do you have some kind of Instagram where you post any kind of pictures?
Yeah, it's Sind the Sarkani, C-I-N-D, the, and then Sarkani, S-A-R-K-A-N-Y, which is Hungarian for dragon.
Oh, very cool, very cool. Well, I will check that out, and I appreciate you talking to me for a minute. Thank you. What was your name?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. So I'm here with Jeremiah, and I'm in your booth. What are you selling exactly?
Friday the 13th and horror movie replica.
So
horror movie replica mask.
So you hand make these?
Yep, hand make them, vacuum form them, hand make them. Vacuum form them, cut them, drill them, sand them, everything all the way up to the final details on the paint jobs. Hand cut the leather straps. Yeah, as far as cutting the leather strap with the Zecto blade.
Oh my goodness, you do it all.
Yeah.
You've got right now I'm looking at the Mortal Kombat X. You got a spiked masked Jason one, part 8. You had some, we missed out on the NES Jason mask. It was really cool.
He got away with that one. That was my version of the old NES Nintendo game, the Jason in there. And well, tomorrow I'll be bringing in one that has purple chevrons on it, which you can't really see chevrons on it in the game.
Right.
But, you know, that's as if you put part 3 of Friday 13th and the Jason from the game together, he'd have chevrons on, which is the marks there, you know, between the forehead and on the cheeks. And I made them purple, which I'll be bringing that in tomorrow.
Very cool.
This right here, my spike mask, is a clash up of Well, it's basically, it's all 80s. You got your, you know how you have your black leather jackets with the spikes?
Yeah.
With Friday 13th from the 80s. That's you put exactly them two together, and that's what you got.
That's
you
exactly got what it looks like. That's a good. Yeah. So what else is in this booth? You said your wife did some stuff?
Yeah, my wife does these, right? These, does the Plague Doctor mask. You want to talk on interviews? She's not shy. She's usually
well. Well, it's really, really cool. So how long does one of these Jason masks take to make?
The Jason masks take anywhere from 3 to 4 days to make, all the way up to 2 weeks per mask.
Dang.
Because of the processing, yeah. Because whenever it starts out with vacuum forming, and after you vacuum form, you got to cut it, you know, cut your blank out, cut out the eyes, do all the sanding and prepping of the blank, which is a lot of tedious work in that there.
Right.
And then when you go into painting it, you have to put a layer of clear coat between each, like when you go to weather, each collar that you put on the mask, you have to put a clear coat between each one of that. So for each collar that you put in weathering it to make it look, you know, older like that,
right,
you have to put a layer of clear coat between it. And that's what gives it that look, the natural weathered look.
Okay. You know? So how many do you usually do at a time? Just one at a time, or do you do a couple?
I mean, for this festival here, like within the last 2 or 3 days, I've worked on the four right there, which I had right there. But I've worked on up to maybe 14 at a time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And I'll work so far into, you know, a couple of them, a couple different versions, you know, and then when it gets to the tedious parts to where, you know, sometimes you got to step back away from the mask, like, you know, if the paint ain't going how I want it or whatever, you know, if I force myself into doing it, then the paint ain't going to turn out so well.
Right.
So I just step over to another mask. Yeah, I step over to another one and start working on it.
So do you have any social media or anything, like a Facebook page or something where people can see?
Yeah, I have a Facebook page. It's called 6 Feet of Separation. Okay. I have a shop, which on my page, 6 Feet of Separation, at the top of it says the Shop Here button. And when you click on that, it takes you to my Etsy page.
Okay.
And I have all my different masks and stuff on there. And even these, the Plague Doctor masks are on there also.
Right. That's scary as hell looking, by the way.
Right.
Oh, well, she's got more over here?
Oh, she got more over here. She had a whole full costume that she's made up. Like, she's the one over there with the hood. Well, the guy just bought the mask that went with it, the mask itself. But she made the whole costume from the ground up, sewed everything in it.
That's awesome. Do y'all ever go take some of this stuff to, like, horror conventions and stuff?
We haven't started going to horror conventions yet. We've been thinking about going to what's the one down in Kentucky? Scarefest.
Okay.
We started going down. I'm thinking about going down to Scarefest. We've got invited to a couple of the Halloween Halloween festival. I believe it was, like, in Chillicothe.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that. I'm not for sure that it was Chillicothe, right. But I have to look where I have it wrote down. And today we got invited to another festival to go up there and set up. But I'm going to look into doing local festivals around here and Comic Cons. Like to do as many as I can, really.
Are you from this West Virginia area?
Well, I'm from down in Crown City,
okay.
Crown City, Ohio. And it's, you know, it's 20 minutes away from Gallipolis and West Virginia, Mason, West Virginia. It's just over the bridge. Or if you're going the other direction down to Huntington, you know, it's only half an hour away from me the other direction.
Right.
So I'm pretty much either way.
You're pretty centralized.
Yeah, and I've lived over here in, you know, Mason, West Virginia before for a good period of time.
So I've got to ask, do you believe in the Mothman? I've been asking everyone all day to see what their take is on the Mothman lore, the legends.
I believe in the Mothman. I mean, I'm not for sure if it could be a particular beast or something, but the Mothman is whatever they say it is, what they've seen. You know, so that's the Mothman.
You believe people have seen something.
Yeah, I believe people have seen something. So that's what the Mothman is.
Right.
What they've seen or...
Have you?
I haven't quite seen them yet myself.
Right.
But, you know, you never know. There may be that day.
Have you ever had any kind of paranormal sightings yourself? Or, like, UFOs, ghosts, or anything
weird? I've seen UFOs, you know, what I thought was UFO sightings, and what I thought is ghosts, or actually ghosts myself. Really, I believe there are spirits, ghosts and spirits. I have seen a lot of stuff like that.
So you believe that there's weird stuff happening that we don't understand.
I really believe that. Yeah, right. I'm really open minded to, you know, things like that happening.
Well, I appreciate you talking with me. Will you plug your Facebook page one more time, just so if anyone wants to check out the masks?
Yeah, it's 6 Feet of Separation on Facebook. 6 Feet of Separation on Etsy.com.
Very cool. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm here in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, and I am with a current resident, and he has been here his whole entire life. And he says he is nope, nope, and nope on some Mothman. So, you've never had any weird encounter here?
No. I don't smoke that much dope, evidently.
I will have to say, you are the second person that I have heard that says you have to be smoking enough dope to believe that there was a Mothman, well, and people are like that.
There you go. That's,
so,
I mean,
now I have to ask you though, in that time, was there a boom of drugs or anything like that, that it would have made it to where everybody thought that it was a drug related issue?
No, I'm just,
and your mom and your dad resided here?
Oh yeah, I've lived here, they've lived here their whole life.
And you just never had anything weird happen to you?
I'm 40 years old and I believe it's crazy.
And you've never had anything weird happen to you?
No.
Never seen any Mothman.
And so, I've been all over this place, every inch of TNT.
Now, he is in a Honda little tracker thing, so, I mean,
yeah,
he
every
is
inch
definitely
of the TNT
able
I've been
to go off-road.
And never seen anything weird.
And have you crossed the rivers, everything, and never seen anything weird?
Yeah, been all over the place.
So, okay, occupation-wise, what do you do? Like, are you, like, in the rotters?
I do tree work.
Tree work, really? And that's big, because if you do tree work and you've never seen anything,
nope,
not even Sasquatch or anything weird,
nope,
like that.
No. Nope.
So you were so like dead set anti-believer.
Yeah, exactly.
So when all of us people come from all around the world here, because I'm from Texas and we come into your hometown, you feel bombarded?
No, I don't feel bombarded.
You feel it helps the town?
It helps the town, absolutely. It helps the town. But
at the
same time, they shut the town down for everything else because of the Mothman.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't even go to the bank downtown because...
Oh, no. Yeah,
so...
That's true.
But, I mean, to me, it's crazy. Everybody else...
So, have you ever been to the Mothman Festival?
No. I live 10... Probably 10 minutes away, and I wouldn't go... I wouldn't go for it.
So, are you just... Have y'all ever gone? The kids? Have they ever gone?
No.
Do you just not allow them to?
No.
Or
the only
just...
reason I would have went this year was for Fallout. That's about it.
Oh, you're a Bethesda child. Yes, it was good. It was good.
But, no. I mean, if they wanted to go, that'd be fine. But
I gave you a mask right now... I have a Bethesda mask in there because I stood in line for that. Would you be excited?
Shoot.
So no, nothing, right?
No.
No haunted, no nothing.
Nope.
Just normal town.
Normal town.
Wow.
Makes you want to go back to Texas, huh?
Well, that made my 16-hour drive really exciting.
Well... Like I said.
But, you know, I mean, you know, there are some people who it's like, yeah, I've done some things, and I've seen this, and I've seen that, but...
I would just say this.
So what do you think about the gentleman who started all up? Do you think it just ruined the town, or do you think that it was worth it?
No, like I said, I mean, I'm sure it does the town good, but...
Because he got the weird, mysterious calls and everything like that, so do you think it was true, or do you think...
No.
No, you think it was just all in his head?
I think it was all in his head. He smoked too much dope.
Oh, shit.
Be my guess. I'll just say this. I talked to a lady that supposedly seen all this and everything we used to work for or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to even talk to her because she's out of her head. She, you know, so that makes you even believe it less. So, I mean, you know.
It was she in
just,
the
60s. She just really, I mean, I'd say she was a big pothead. I mean, big time, because she's a burnout. She don't know where she's at. So.
Oh, wow. Well, I appreciate it. Can I at least get your first name? You don't have to say your last name.
Brent.
Brent?
Yeah.
All right. Brent and his children. I appreciate y'all.
All right.
Y'all are amazing. Thank y'all
have
so
safe,
much.
Have a safe trip back to Texas.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye, y'all.
Okay, so we are doing night investigating. Zanger.
Yes.
Zanger.
Yes, we're doing night investigating. I'm not currently trying to blind myself anymore, so at least there's that. But now we have this awesome GoPro video to accompany this adventure.
We have some really shitty Walmart flashlights, so
yes,
we're obviously professionals.
They're actually really good. Like, they're not bad. They're pretty bright.
Hey, I don't know, man.
We've got a bunch of unbelievers from that also listen to the Unbelievable podcast. We please give me your name.
Brendan Shea. I'm the Joshua P. Warren correspondent for the show.
Annie Weibel.
And we've got a big group of people. Kristen's back there. We've got... Oh, my God. What's this? It's a goose.
Oh, fucking
there's a goose. You lay there, guard goose. Do you have any... I was trying to interview him. He didn't say anything. Okay. So... There's a... I don't know what
oh,
that is.
Shit.
Hold on, I gotta try to get a video of this, Anyways, so we got a bunch of people with us, and, we're with Captain Catfish. He's way ahead of us, but we're out here with him.
Don't you go very far!
Hold on, I'm trying to videotape him. Okay, so we are about to enter something, a building of some sort. There's a scary noise already in there. Oh, it's echoey. Oh, it's a... All right. Who has the candles? And who are we sacrificing? Okay, so apparently we're going into the third bunker right now, and we've been trumped out by much bigger investigation teams. How do you feel about this, Singer?
I feel inadequate.
With your chest GoPro, and they have really good equipment?
Yeah, I should have used more duct tape.
Okay, Zanger and I, what was your name?
Mike.
Mike is an unbeliever. We've got a bunch of unbelievers. I already said that a couple times probably. But anyways, we're standing here outside of, I guess, the third bunker is what they're calling it.
Yeah.
Is that what they're calling it?
Third bunker? I think it's the third bunker.
So we went in. We had a big group of people. Apparently, we met some... What's the team that's in there?
I don't actually know what the team's called. It's some YouTube thing.
Did you catch them? Catch your name?
Yeah, and I can't remember what it is right now. They had a sticker that said Epic Investigations, but
I think
Brendan said a different name, though.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. But so what they're doing right now inside of it is did they call it a spirit box?
They're using a spirit box right now. If I remember correctly, and I'm probably explaining this terribly, it's something that goes through different frequencies.
And finds the key words to try to communicate, and like it'll stop on a station to say something.
It's basically, if you've seen Transformers, it's like how Bumblebee talks.
Oh, yeah, that's a good easy way to...
Good analogy, right? Yeah. Great.
So, we did notice when we walked into this third bunker, because the first bunker, it was just a creepy, empty silo type thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an igloo. I mean,
they're igloos. They're basically, that's what they're referred to as, is igloos.
So, we went into this third one, and there was a pretty good temperature difference.
Well, here's the other thing I'm wondering is if this one's more covered by foliage and stuff.
That's funny that you say that, because I actually kind of came outside and I was trying to look to see on top of it.
Yeah.
And I was trying to see if it's buried or not.
Yeah, some of them are buried.
And I should have looked at the first one, but I didn't, to see if there's anything on top of it.
And also, you got to think about the first one's probably, or the one that we were in first, is probably when people go in more often, so it probably has a lot more body heat, so there's more activity there.
Right. Did you think there was anything interesting in there? Besides the dick paintings?
A lot of interesting graffiti.
Yeah.
Some big spiders.
Those are radioactive spiders bitten by radioactive Mothman.
Yeah, that quite possibly could be what it is.
It seems like this would be the place to go as a teenager and be like, hey, let's go out there and drink some beers and make out. Smoke some pot.
Now this all
started. I guess you're right. Zinger said this is how it all started, so it makes sense. But yeah, apparently there's more bunkers. I want to go to them. I don't know if everyone else wants to.
Well, the problem is it's flooded up that way.
Yeah, it's flooded the further you go down on this road, but there's other roads with other bunkers. Would you want to go to them?
I don't care.
So we may be doing that in a minute. I guess this is Captain's Log. I'm done. But yeah, maybe we'll have another update in a minute. I've lost Kristen, by the way. I haven't seen her in like... Oh, she's in... Never mind, I forgot. She's in there.
I think she's just standing outside the doorway.
Okay. But yeah, this team's got a lot of equipment.
What's mine to shame?
Yeah, Zinger's got a GoPro on his chest and
with a book reading light.
it's for reading books at night. See, you clip it onto your book.
Oh my gosh! I think the average person, you could have just said that was something sophisticated, part of your equipment. I would have bought it.
No, he's gonna call me out.
Would you like to change your story?
He's gonna call me out if I say anything else. Actually, here. Well, we got the most high-tech GoPro. It's shooting in, of course, 4K right now, 60 frames a second. This is a high-density, light-focused...
Electromagnetic
sensor beam that is able to produce both high and low frequencies.
Low means off.
No, it's still producing it. The camera can actually pick up on that.
Oh, okay. It's really high-tech.
Yeah.
Invisible to the human eye.
Yeah. Cousin.
But to the ghostly eye,
yeah.
The ghosts are blinded by that, I heard, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ending this update, and maybe we'll go explore more. We'll find out what Kristen was doing in a minute. Zinger, are you still with me?
These bugs don't eat me alive, yes. Goddamn!
So we went into some more bunkers. We're just bunker diving now.
Yeah, bunker... This is Bunker Talk.
Bunker Talk. So the one that we went into, there was a weird jar in there.
You examined it a lot.
Well, I was really curious because it looks like a newer label, but that jar looks like it's 20, 30 years old. It's all rusted up and stuff. Hold on. Do you see something? What do you see, Lassie?
Wait. Turn off your light.
Are you doing Morse code?
Three, yeah.
What is that?
One, two, three. SOS.
You don't need help, though. You just sent a false signal.
Exactly.
So
then they'll come.
But yeah, so that jar, it said something like 87 on there. I took some pictures of it. But it was written in Sharpie. Do they have Sharpies in the 80s?
Yeah, they do. But I don't think that would have been around that long.
Wouldn't you think, like, a black marker or a Sharpie would have faded?
Someone would have messed with it by then. I mean, it could be 87 for another reason.
Yeah.
It could have been the 87th batch or something.
But that jar looked old as shit. So, but there was, like, some weird powdery stuff in there.
Nope.
Yeah. So even if it was something that was from here, I don't think I would have wanted to mess with it too much. What's down that way?
Ooh, that looks ominous.
Okay, so we're about to go into another one. You gonna go in here?
Yeah.
Alright, let's see if we find any more jars.
I hope so. Maybe this one has teeth in it.
Oh shit. Spiderweb City! Okay, I hit record. What's going on?
So, in a couple of the bunkers, I've seen people around us now, one man specifically, And he's wearing, like, this white, it almost looks like an old nurse's uniform. It's got, like, the buttons down the front. He's incredibly pale. He almost looks albino. He's bald. And he's just standing back, like, watching. I've seen him over Shay's shoulder twice now. And it's like, I see him, and then I turn back, and I focus my light there, and there's nothing there.
Right.
But he is... He's just been standing around watching
it's
us.
It's like describing Nordics, like the Nordic aliens.
Is that so? You were saying, I heard you say earlier that you felt like someone was watching us. Is that who you maybe were?
At first, I thought it was the Native American because it's this protective sort of. There's two different elements here. There's the Native American that's almost like, and I've encountered this with Native Americans before. They stand way back and watch. Right. Like, they're just protecting. So it's almost like they're on the outskirts of the woods, like, surrounding that, whatever this water is here, like, protecting. But these people are actually on this property. Like, they're actually in. I've seen him twice now in the bunkers over your shoulder.
Now, was it, because we've gone down two different rows. Was it this first row, second row, or both?
I've seen him in both, yeah. Ooh. The last bunker that we were on the first road, I saw him, and then this last bunker that we went in back here, I saw him when everybody else was out. Shay was standing behind me. I saw him standing, like, in the back, and it's just like, he's just standing there. He's just very stoic, like, he...
She doesn't know anything about the alien stuff here or whatever, so that's why it's weird. It's just like... You hear all the stuff, the stories about Nordic aliens and that kind of thing. That's almost what's like she's describing, like what people described. Minus the bald hair, but...
Right.
I have no idea. That's just what... And he was just... He's just staying...
He got cancer.
The pale... And the very pale... the very pale eyes. They're... Like I said, he's almost albino looking, but the eyes almost glow.
Weird. Now... Were you, because we kind of split, everyone was kind of splitting up doing their own thing, because there's a couple of different bunkers and a couple of different teams and stuff out here. Were you in that very last bunker that we were in just a minute ago, where
yes.
the skateboarder sign?
Yes.
Who said that they saw something, like, maybe it was the second one that we went to on this row, but someone was like, did y'all see that behind someone?
I did.
Was that you? Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Because I saw you go, did you see that over there? And I was like, nope.
And the first time I saw it, it was just very quick flash. And when you get that feeling of somebody over your shoulder,
right.
when I turn, they're gone. But the last one that we went in down here, he was standing just very, like, just stoic. Just standing in the back, just watching.
Weird.
And I can validate her. Like, I'm skeptic of psychics. And since I've been with her and, like, our team, they're basically... battle-tested psychics, like, they're legit.
Right.
So if she's picking on something that's not normal, it's like, you can see right away.
Right.
Were they like, I don't understand what they were, though. Like, when I say he doesn't feel human, I didn't understand if it was more because he's in the spirit realm, but I don't understand what he is. He's not human.
What you describe sounds like Nordic aliens. It's weird.
Did you see them in the first couple? I mean, I know you said you saw them in the first row that we went down, but did you see them in, like, the first one or two bunkers that we went into?
I think it was the last bunker that we were in on both roads.
It makes... I don't know. I'm not trying to be weird or put anything, but, like, you know, with the situation that just occurred with the lady... running up on us, like, could it have been some kind of warning, even,
that
something was happening down there, or something was about to happen down there?
Literally, he popped up right after we heard, you ran out because you said somebody's screaming,
right.
And everybody walked out, we were the last two in there, and that's when I saw him.
Because if we were on that row at the end, because I think people were already down there by that time.
Yeah.
And then when we were walking up, I don't know. I'm just...
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Never know. Just trying to point that out there. Because we did just have something wild happen. This lady...
Yeah.
This lady was running down a dirt road with no lights. Just freaking out. So...
Could have been. But... That's... The description was weird. Because, like, you know, like the alien stuff that happened around here. And, like, especially, like, if you look back at the history of all the stuff that happened here, when people describe the people they saw that they didn't fit, they were, like, weird-looking. They were, like, strange. Like, what did John Keel describe them as? Like, he described them as
humanoid.
They looked humanoid.
Nordic,
like, almost Asian. Yeah. Laplander is the word he used was Laplander, and it was like almost like Asian, like Nordic kind of thing.
What does that mean? I want to look it up and see if it's like...
It's like, isn't it like Asian?
Yeah, it's like Asian. So, you know, you see a lot of the Asian, and not trying to be, you know, racist or whatever, it's just like you see a lot of the old, like, Asian people, they had bald heads and, like, right. You know, they had, like, big eyes, like they was slanted, but they were big.
You know, I mean, who's to know what any of the alien encounters in this area were, like, who's to know if they weren't what we just saw or what y'all just saw, or
well, just think about it, like, it's like interdimensional, or everything is energy, so it doesn't matter what it is, like, even right. If it's interdimensional, they're using some form of energy, so
right. So that was our adventure to Point Pleasant, West Virginia at the Mothman Festival of 2018. We had a lot of fun, we met a lot of people, a lot of the unbelievers who listened to the Unbelievable podcast. We got to meet up with them. I completely forgot to talk to Captain Catfish on recording, but we hung out with him. He had a toothache, so he was not feeling so well. But if you get a chance, go check out his music. We used one of his songs for our Monster Madness tournament, for the cryptid tournament we had a couple months ago. So go to Captain Catfish. .bandcamp.com, and that's catfish as in catfeesh. That's why I always say it funny, because it's fish. So I apologize. I'll have to hook up with him another time and talk to him. I highly suggest going to Mothman. I don't suggest driving 16 hours or more. That was miserable. Stop in between. It's a little safer, but we did make it home safe. We had a lot of fun, have a lot of goodies, a lot of good memories, got a lot of good pictures. Go check out our Instagram, and you'll see all the fun, silly, willy things that we were doing. The video of the goose is on there, too, that was following us around at the TNT igloos. And just to clarify, there was a little bit of an incident while we were out at the igloos. I didn't want to play the audio that I had, but apparently someone had a seizure out past the igloos, I guess where the water had risen up from the flooding from the hurricane and stuff, and that's kind of what we were talking about in one of the clips, and someone was trying to find them and they had the ambulance there. It was kind of a crazy deal. We don't know what exactly happened. We kind of stayed out of it, but from what we could tell, everyone was okay, everyone was safe, so it was kind of a bummer, and we hope that person's okay. We, like I said, we never saw them or anything. We could just hear what was going on, and this lady came running out of nowhere trying to find them without a flashlight. So I gave her my flashlight and I was like, go find whoever, because we don't know we didn't know our way around there. But other than that, we had a great time. Kristen and I got to do some thrifting, going around to Goodwills and stuff. She did find some Pyrex, so she was pretty happy. I found some video games from my video game collection. It was a good time all around. So anyone that we interviewed, we thank you for giving us, you know, a couple minutes of your time. Anyone who hung out with us, or we handed stickers to, or anyone that's checking out the show for the first time because you met us at Mothman, thank you so much. Shoot us a line on our Facebook page. We have a group called Secret Transmissions Secret Group. We have Twitter and Instagram at Secret Transpod. And yeah, we generally just had a lot of fun. I don't know if we'll go back for anytime soon. We may take a year or two off and then go back after that, because I really want to go legend tripping now. I want to go to the Georgia Guidestones. I want to go to Flatwoods, since we didn't get a chance to go there. I want to go see the Popelick Monster, so I'm going to try to talk Kristen into doing a legend tripping tour next year instead of one specific thing, and that way we can plan it around our schedule instead of a specific date. So also, make sure you stick around to the very end, because we have a song by one of our friends, Andre, and you can check his other music out at andrepsyche.com, and that's
AndreyPsyche.com and check him out on Instagram at andre.psyche. AndreyPsyche. That's it for this week's episode. We hope you come back and listen to us next week as we try to explain the unexplainable.
My destiny. ready to say goodbye, Roger.